Chapter 4. A Very Happy Birthday. On Monday, it's my birthday. Leah jumps in front of me as I walk into school. She gives me a CD. "What is it?" I say.
"I made you a CD of music that I like," she says. "You can listen to it when you get home."
I turn the CD over. There are no song titles. Instead, Leah has written, "Gray hair, lines in your skin. Sorry to say this, Simon, but you are very old." There is an enormous chocolate cake at rehearsal, and everyone is wearing party hats. Leah and Abby cut the cake, and it tastes perfect. I know that Leah chose it. Leah is great at birthdays.
"I already feel much fatter," says one of the girls. "I must be lucky," replies Taylor. "I can eat anything, and my body never changes."
Seriously, that is Taylor. Even I know that people are allowed to kill you for saying stuff like that. Martin is lying on the stage with cake around his mouth. Ms. Albright steps over him.
"All right, everyone," she says. "Get ready to write these words down."
We make notes about the next scene and then rehearse it. But I'm not in it very much, so I can relax for most of the time. I sit on a chair and watch the others, and notice Martin talking to Abby. I've already told him that she is going to the homecoming dance with Ty Allen, and he hasn't been very happy. But he's smiling right now, and she's laughing. He's still trying, I think. Then, suddenly, Cal Price is standing in front of me, and his foot is pushing against mine.
"Hey,"
he says.
"Happy birthday."
This is a happy birthday. He sits down on the chair next to me.
"Are you going to have a party?"
I don't want to tell him that I plan to be with my family and just read birthday messages on Facebook. It's a Monday, and people don't do cool things on Mondays.
"Yes, maybe," I say. "I think we're having ice cream.
And Oreos."
"That's cool," he replies. "I hope you're still hungry later after all that cake."
His face didn't change when I spoke about the Oreos, but I suppose that doesn't mean anything.
"Okay, well," Cal says.
"Please don't stand up," I think. But he stands up.
"Enjoy your birthday," he says.
He quickly puts his hand on my shoulder, then lifts it again. I almost can't believe that it has happened. Birthdays are amazing, I think.
From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, November 18th, at 4:15 a.m. Subject, why?
Oh, God, Blue. Do you ever have those nights when your body is really tired, but your brain still won't switch off? I'm just going to email you, and I hope that's okay. I'm sorry if the writing is bad. You are the best writer, Blue, and normally, I try to check everything. So, I'm sorry for any mistakes with Y-O-U-R and
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E's. T-H-R-E, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, T-H-E-I-R-S, and everything else.
But today has been great, actually. I'm trying not to think about how tired I'm going to be tomorrow. I have 5 quizzes in the next 2 days. Is there a reality TV show about people meeting each other in the dark? We should do that.
We could find a room somewhere that's dark and then just sit and talk in it.
It would be completely anonymous.
What do you think?
Jacques.
From bluegreen118@gmail.com to hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com. Date, November 18th at 7:15 a.m. Subject, re-y-y-y. Tired Jacques.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry that you're going to have a bad day today, and I hope that you finally got some sleep. But you're cute when you're tired. And actually, your grammar is fine for 4 o'clock in the morning. You'll be great in those quizzes, though. Just do it.
I don't really watch much reality TV.
It's an interesting idea, but wouldn't we know each other's voices?
You know, I've been looking at your email address, and I think I understand it.
They are words from an Elliott Smith song, aren't they? It's a really nice song and makes me think of you.
So, I've been looking closely at people's t-shirts to see if they have Elliott Smith on them.
I know that's not fair. I shouldn't be trying to find out who you are when you don't know who I am.
Here's something interesting. My dad's coming to visit this weekend. It will be just me and him, and I'm actually thinking of coming out to him. Am I crazy?
Blue.
From hourtohour.notetonote@gmail.com to bluegreen118@gmail.com. Date, November 18th at 7:32 p.m. Subject, re-y-y-y.
I'm a bit frightened to read my email from last night. I'm glad I'm cute, and my grammar is good, though. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. Too much sugar, maybe.
Well done for knowing the Elliott Smith song.
I'm glad that you like it, and it makes you think of me. But I never wear band t-shirts.
More importantly, the coming out thing.
No, you're not crazy. I think that's amazing.
Are you worried about how he will take the news?
Are you going to tell your mom, too?
Jacques.